We are learning Masechtas Sanhedrin, Daf Lamed Gimel, Amud Beis. We are starting approximately nine lines from the top, by two dots. Dinei Nefashis. Said in our Mishnah that Dinei Nefashis, you machzir l'shchus, and not machzir l'chayva. Torah Rabbanah, it's really a pasuk. This din is a pasuk. It says in the pasuk, Midvash sheker tirchok, v'noki v'tzadik al taharoi, kiloi atzdik rasha. A noki and a tzadik don't kill. What's a noki? What's a tzadik? The Brisa explains. It's really a Rashi and Chumash. How do you know that a yoytze bezdin chayiv? And some guy comes running and says, "Yes, you limit of schus. I have a schus for this guy." How do you know that you chayiv on the din? Don't kill someone who's innocent. And this guy's really innocent. Someone has a way to prove that he's innocent. So noki means a person is innocent al taharoig, even though you paskin that he's chayiv, but he's an innocent person, then you don't kill him. Let's say he came out, he killed someone or whatever it was, and he came out of Bezdin and Zakai was potter. You don't bring it back. He came out of tzaddik within al tarek. So a noki and a tzaddik you don't kill. Noki means someone who they pass a chayiv but have something to prove that he's good. You also don't kill him. Tzaddik, a guy with tzaddik within, he also, even if you find a reason to say that he's chayiv al tarek. Which means you're machzir in l'schos and not machzir in l'chayiv basically. Amrav Shimon Ba'ashi, the chiluf of meisis. By a meisis, we do the opposite. We don't care about the meisis. Meisis is the only exception to these rules. The chesiv lo sachmo v'schas lo avdona rachmanas on him. I mean, by him, if he comes out of tzaddik, you still bring him back. And that's the halacha. And if he comes out chayiv, you don't listen to people say schos. And it's not the first time we had chalukim by meisis. We had by meisis, you're not toyanim, you don't say taninim loy, we had before a few blocks ago, you don't say taninim for a meisis. A meisis has different dinim, we are more machmer on a meisis. And the pasuk comes from Sachmo is chasla, we kind of master a different pasuk. Michi harug taragenu, loshen harug taragenu, la dom loshen, that says dik, harug taragenu, yod chatiya bar rishon, la misav yakom v'achreina. So there, from this loshen, we learn that you taka do not have any rachmanas on him. This din, the Bechayev and Mises, we try to be Mezakim. If he walks out Chayev, if someone comes as Naki, we go back. If he leaves Tzaddik, he stays Tzaddik. What about Bechayev and Golos? Chayev Golos is not Misa. Are we having Rachmanos like that or not? Someone says yes. Asir, the Gersa says Chayev Golos. My, some of the Gersa. Asir Ritzeach, Ritzeach. We learn out Agzer Shava. It says Bechayev Mises, you must Ritzeach, and except Bechayev Golos, Donos Shama Ritzeach, we dash in Agzer Shava that it has a din that you do have the din of Noki Vitzadik al Taroig. Chayev Malkis, my, what's Alacha? Same thing. Asir Rosh Rosh. You learn that from a Drosh Rosh Rosh. It says by Dina Foshas Asir Rosh Lamos. It says Bechayev Malkis, Vaya Bidna Kaisa Rosh. You learn that Rosh Rosh. Taina Mahochi, Taka First of Brysa. Chayev Golos, my, Nay, and Asir Ritzeach, Ritzeach. You learn out Rasha Rasha. Zok the Gemara Vayte ve'in machzirin lechayva ve'in machzirin lechayva. It said in the Mishnah that you don't go back lechayva. Omram chiyav av and Omri Echanon. But who should tell? This is an exception. There will be a time, even if it's a false choice, you'll go back lechayva. If it's a mistake, that's a mafurish of passing a chumash. Who should talk with davar she'in hatzduk in mind the boy? Only if you made a mistake, it's something tzduk not mind the boy, which means tar shvapah. I would talk with davar tzduk in mind the boy if it's something that the tzduk can make a mistake. Zil kari be ravu. That's pashut. Rashi says tenoik shvayz ravim yoidim she'in a klum v'hadar. That means that first of all tzdukim and to be the ravim no chumash. This is a big chizik for the oilam. They should know chumash at least chumash we should know. Chumash you have to know, and therefore. The halacha is that if they make a mistake in mamash of furish apasik, let me give an example to that in a second. Then you go back. If there's someone's mezana or eish shish, and you said, "Oh, that's potter," what's the halacha? Amalei, and we'll explain this in a second. Amalei, ademoktach yoker zil koyz karach vatzali. That means when the fire is lit, bring right away your deluim, bring your gourds to roast it. It means. Very good. You heard what I told you. The Torah davash tzduk and moed by chayzer. This is mamash something tzduk and moed by. So Rashi explains like this. Huh?
Even
lechayva. The whole Gemara is talking lechayva. Yeah, of course you might. Gemara is lechayva. You go lechayva if it's a mistake in chumash. So now Rashi explains. He says, "By Ritzayach, they think they're not mafurish, they can make a mistake. For example, someone said, the Dayan said, the guy's potter because he said that Evan can't kill someone. And that's a mistake. If you have to evaluate it. If Evan could kill someone, he is chayiv. This guy's a potter. So you go back and say, no, the Evan could kill someone. That's not a mistake of chayizah. Why? It's not a mafurish chumash. Same thing with if you get a asra from the hayrig. He said, the dying said the potter. You know why? Because who is masrim? The hayrig. And it's not an asra. But it's not true. It is an asra. A third case he gives is that the guy was running after you and you killed him. So you say, what do you mean? That's self-defense. So no, that is not part for that reason. The only self-defense is only part of it. You couldn't kill him a different, you couldn't stop him a different way. If you could shoot him in the foot, then that's yichayiv for that. So in such case, when you say potter, you're not chayiv. You know why? It's not a toy in the chumash. But if someone says, someone's down on ish zish, you say, oh yeah, you're potter. That's a mistake in the chumash. And there, halacha will be is it is chayiv. Itmanami, omar of amir v'yechron, ta benoya v'nefes, chayiv. El hechidam in chayiv. There will be a case in Znus, that you're not chayzer. Someone was mazana with a isha, ishtish shloikadarka, with a beer shloikadarka, and he said you're potter. So there, it's not a mafurish chumash. It's a darshan from mishkeve isha, shtei mishkavais, and ain't stuka maidabai, and therefore there, in such a case, you would not be able to be chayzer, because you're not chayzer l'chayva. Because you said potter, you're not chayzer l'chayva, there it's a potter. But in any case, it's a mafurish chumash, you can be chayzer even l'chayva. So the Gemara Vaitam, one more Gemara. Dine Mamonais, it says, by Dine Mamonais, whoever in the audience says, I have a taina over here, you listen to them. So it says in the Mishnah that Dine Mamonais are Komalam Dun Schus Vachaiva. Dine Nefasha is a Komalam Dun Schus, and a Komalam Dun Chaiva. So who is the Koil Malamdim? Who are we referring to? So the Gemara, Koil Vafilu Edim. Anyone who's there, even the Edim, they could also say Rayas Aschus. Even though they were the Edim said the guy is Chayiv, they could also say Rayas Aschus. And Pastor talking about by Misa even. By Misa. We just said by Misa, everyone can say Aschus, not Chayiv. Who can say Aschus? Even Edim. That's what it says. Even Edim. That's what the Gemara wanted to say. So Neymar Sisim, Rabbi Yisrael Yehudi, Vlar Abonon. The time went in the Braisa. It says in the Pasuk like this. The Eid Echad lo yane b'nefesh lomus. A Eid Echad cannot kill someone. So bein l'schus, bein l'chayva. He should not lo yane b'nefesh means bein l'chayva. Rabbi Yisrael Yehudaim, oinu l'schus, oinu l'chayva. If you look at the Pasuk, it's much like that. Eid Echad can't be oinu l'chayva, but l'schus, yeah. So the problem is, the Rabbanon argue on that. So we say, our Mishnah says, Akam Alamdim, even Eidim is going according to the Rabbanon, not Yisrael Yehuda. That's what it sounds like. Amra Papa, no. We're not talking about Eidim. We're talking about Tamidim who are sitting in front of the Yonim. So there, by Mamonos, they can say it's Chos and Chayva. By Fasho, it's only Chos and not Chayva. It's going to be Rakel. Now the Gemara explains, what's the Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanon? On top of Lama, Dalet, Lama, Dalet. My time with Rabbi Yehuda, Rehuda, Doma Kral, the Pasuk says, like we said, it's Mashal, the Pasuk is Mashal, Rabbi Yehuda. Eid Echa lo yane b'nefesh lomus, lomus hu deino oina. He can't be an Eid lomus. Ava lizchus, Oina, but l'schos it could be oina, and that's Pshat Reis Yehuda, who says the edim could be say something that's chos. Rabbanu Amar Yishlokos from the Mechzik of the Geir Beidusa, he says they can't do it. Why? Because it looks like in the Geir Beidusa. We'll see what does with the pasuk soon, but it looks like in the Geir Beidusa. Why? The Rashi explains the edim now is saying l'schos. Why? We're scared. Really, these edim were saying a lie, and the skid of edim zaymim. So now they don't have to come out. They chayiv. So they're trying to come out that it's potter now. Because they can't change on the Eidus. So they're saying, oh yeah, it's really not true. And therefore, it's the Geir Be'edus, and that's why we don't let them say anything. I can ask me, it looks like Mordechai has his kasha, that they're not saying, what's wrong with saying it's chos? They're bringing up good points. You're allowed to bring up a point, and they're gonna deliberate this point. Well, what's the problem? So the Losh is mechzik in the Geir Be'edus. It don't look good. It don't look right. It looks like it's something fishy in the courtroom if the Edom himself are going and stolen his chos. It looks like they're lying and it doesn't look good. That's what Meiri says in a few words. It says, Mechzik in the Geir Be'edusa, and therefore they're born and say, Eid cannot get involved in deliberations, it cannot get involved. So what do you do with the Pasuk? It says, Eid Echel Yana Be'em Shlomus, Mashmah's chos they could do. But I'm born a high Lomus, my Darshi Be'em. Mukbilei Be'echot Minat Tamidim. We're talking about Echem Tamidim can't say Lomus. That means Tamidim can't say Lomus. That's Pshat Ramish even. Kedetanya. You don't listen to them at all. Even though it's chos, we stop there. We cut the pasuk right there. And then now, Menayin, Lechem Atabidim, Shalom Yeshalim, Chayva, Menayin, Shalom Yeshalim, Listim, Tamaloymar, Echod Loyana, Benefesh Lomos. We darshan that Tamidim can't say Benefesh Lomos, which means like this, Rabbanon hold like this, that Edim can never get involved. The Tamidim can get involved with Schus, it's all by Din Rifash, obviously. The Tamidim get involved with Schus, but not Lechayva. How do we know? Because we darshan the end of that Pasuk, the Eid Loy Echol Loyana, Benefesh Lomos, to read like this, Ved Echol Loyana at all. Then we go, Echol Loyana, Benefesh Lomos means that Tamidim can't say anything Lomos. That's Pshalan the Rabbanon. That's Mechlekes, Rabbanon Reish Yehuda, and obviously Pasuk the Rabbanon. That's why we didn't want to say on our Mishnah that it meant the Komalamdim and Eidim. The Komalamdim means Tamidim. So by the Imam, the Komalamdim means everyone. The Beilus Chos Melechayva, all Tamidim. And by the Nefashah, the Komalamdim means Tamidim only can say the Chos and not Lechayva.